Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. Today's first reading in the Mass is from the book of Acts of the Apostles, otherwise called the Book of Acts. And that book appears right after the four Gospels that proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And good news indeed, for in reading the Gospel accounts, we learn from Jesus, God incarnate, God with skin on, how to act on the good life our Creator offers to all who will believe that Jesus is the Son of God. The books that follow the Gospels contain the Acts of the early church as they proclaim Christ to the world. They are the sequel, so to speak, about how the truth, beauty, and goodness of Jesus Christ begins to take hold in his disciples and followers of Jesus. That sequel doesn't have an end. It continues through time into eternity. We are a part of that sequel. When we read of how the Catholic Church was established through St. Peter and his disciples, we can recognize how the death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus yielded the transformation in his disciples that he had promised. With the descending of the Holy Spirit that's recorded in early Acts, everything changed for his followers. Men and women who were once washed up ne'er-do-wells were filled with the fullness of God's Spirit and emboldened by the truth. They suddenly knew who they were and what they were about. We can really see that in the action of St. Peter in today's reading. Chapter 3 recalls his fearless zeal in declaring that Jesus was the fulfillment of the prophecies in the Old Testament on the coming of the Messiah. Jesus, who was sent to bless the world, is the fulfillment of God's plan. Take a minute to take that in. That should change us as it did St. Peter. Sometimes St. Peter is referred to as the most successful failure of all time. But the Peter we see today was different. And it's because he had had a number of moments that defined the relationship between himself and Jesus before the coming of the Holy Spirit. Peter's transformation from his once fallible, weak, fickle, impulsive, and undependable nature before the resurrection of Christ and the indwelling of the Spirit of God is amazing. His transformation to the bold Peter we hear from in today's reading was one filled with fits and starts. Much like mine, I might add. How about you? Well, we can glimpse the beginning of Peter's transformation with the answer to Jesus' question on a road just outside of Caesarea Philippi. It's recorded in Matthew 16. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, You are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. When Jesus Christ declared that Apostle Peter was the rock here in this scripture, the rock on which he would build his church, it certainly wasn't on what was visibly attractive about Peter's faith in Christ at that point in his life. Jesus declared it because of Peter's answer in their conversation along the road. He knew that this saint in the making would eventually prove his love for him. When we observe this, we can see God's sense of humor and his consolation settling down on a man with a nature much like ours, fulfilling a purpose much greater than himself. Does that give you hope? It does me. When I fail at representing the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, I think of St. Peter. When I'm quick to judge, I think of St. Peter. When I fret over sins of my past, I think of St. Peter. When I'd rather hide from a conflict over theological truth, I think of St. Peter. Considering the questions that Jesus asks of his disciples and his detractors is intriguing for me because I find that they are the questions I need to answer for myself. And in doing so, I'm able to define my relationship, to have my own DTR with Christ, inasmuch as I allow the Holy Spirit to probe my heart and mind for the answer to those questions. You ought to try it sometimes. I think you will find that as you answer those questions through prayer and meditation, you will open yourself up to the transformation Jesus desires to accomplish in our life, just as he did in St. Peter's life. I thought I'd give you a few questions to start with before I close today. The accounts surrounding the questions are a great place to begin your DTR with Jesus. So I encourage you to read the entire chapter. In fact, I encourage you to read the entire gospel. Ask yourself this question from Mark 8. Who do you say that I am? Or from John 21. Do you love me more than these? How about this question? Why are you terrified? From Matthew 8. Or, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but not do what I have commanded? From Luke 6. One more. If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? From Luke chapter 12. I will pray for you, pray for me, as we go through the scripture and we ask the Lord, ask ourselves the questions that the Lord asked of his followers. Holy Father, our hearts know St. Peter's heart all too well. Forgive us for our fumbling attempts to follow you in all ways. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Exchange our waffling pride and fear with the courage to not only say, but to live out, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.